Alcohol abuse is on the rise in villages surrounding the city of Bethel. Local law enforcement officers say booze is flooding their communities since Bethel voters revoked local option. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson reports.
Village Public Safety Officer Coordinator Alvin Jimmy is hearing the same thing from officers all over the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
The calls for service has highly increased, where the VPSOs and the VPOs and the TPOs are receiving numerous calls for assistance alcohol-related.
Alaska State Trooper Perry Barr says the recent uptick is easy to identify.
Within just the past few weeks, since the unlimited amount of alcohol is allowed within Bethel,
law enforcement officers began to notice the disturbing trend after the city of Bethel revoked its status as DAMP and became an unrestricted community. With that change, Bethel residents are now able to order or import unlimited amounts of alcohol, a big change from the limit of 14 bottles of liquor per month that was set under local option laws. With no limits, bootleggers can import additional product and distribute it in dry villages surrounding the city. Barr and Jimmy spent the week touring YK Delta villages to get firsthand reports. Barr describes a conversation he had with a village officer working in Akiak.
He said that there has been a huge increase in inebriated or intoxicated people walking around the community, and it's almost on a daily basis versus what he had seen in the past, which was just occasionally he would see those inebriates or intoxicated people.
Barr says the troopers don't yet have statistics on how much more alcohol may be making it into the villages, but he saw some evidence of the changes firsthand.
We conducted a investigation and ended up seizing a can of beer and an empty can of beer. You know, and that is not usual. That's not what we usually would typically find in a dry community. Beer. It would normally be a bottle of R&R, or it would be a bottle of Gilvey's, or it would be some spirits versus beer.
The Tundra Village of New Napachuk is located about 20 miles west of Bethel. There, Village Police Officer Roman Daniel says he's also seen some unusual alcohol containers in his village.
Instead of just the regular 750 milliliter bottles, we're finding like half gallons of whiskey.
Daniel says one of the most disturbing changes he's seen is more alcohol getting into the hands of more underage residents.
There's been a rise on that with more minors that are actually selling alcohol. And it's like it's more available to them all of a sudden. They're coming in with more and more alcohol every day.
Daniel says that violence and other dangerous behavior is on the rise as a result of the increased availability of illegally imported alcohol.
And generally, assaults have risen. The assault levels, the assault cases, it seemed to rise more. DUIs have gotten several of them just within the last week.
VPSO Coordinator Alvin Jimmy says the workload on tribal and village officers is increasing all over the YK Delta, and the closer connected they are to Bethel, the worse the situation appears to be getting.
They're receiving more calls for service and making arrests for medevacs twice higher than last year since local option lifted here in Bethel, and more individuals per community. There's more protective custodies that are being taken right now within each village.
In New Napachuk, Daniel is paid to work 6 hours each day, but the calls are nonstop, and he's been putting in 12-hour days most of the week. He says that's beginning to take a toll.
It's been stressful because, I have a 9-month-old baby girl now, and just not being able to spend time with her. I mean, it's getting to the point where, you know, she calls me, instead of just daddy, it's bye-bye daddy, because I'm leaving at all hours of the night.
Jimmy says he's seen signs of fatigue in many of his officers. He says most officers will respond to a call for help even when they're not getting paid.
That's why these guys are getting burned up.
Jimmy is trying to recruit additional officers into the VPSO program, but in the meantime, he's trying to hold on to the ones he has by encouraging them to travel into Bethel for their days off. But that means somewhere, a call for help may go unheard. I'm Shane Iverson.